Hi, and welcome to Sunday Replay for the service on October 6, 2024. I'm your host, Donna Miller, and this week was the second of our sermon series, Do Unto Others, with a message from Mark titled, Finding Common Ground. Let's listen in.
Good morning, everyone. It is so good to see you here at Harmony Toluca Lake, the second campus of Hollywood United Methodist Church. And it is such a joy, woo, to be with all of you on this glorious day. Those of you here in person, those watching online, hello, and those listening to the Sunday Replay podcast. Well, today we are moving forward into HUMC's new sermon series, Do Unto Others. Now, I was thinking about that. Sound familiar, that phrase, do unto others? Yeah, it's sort of like we memorized that in elementary school. Many of us did. And that's the Bible's greatest love ethic, if you think about it, that Jesus shared. And it is recorded in the gospel according to Matthew chapter 7, verse 12. So I was thinking about it, and I would love for us to say the golden rule together. Are you up for it? Here we go. Do unto others as you would have them do unto you. And we should treat others as we would like them to treat us, yes? Nonetheless, this seems like a simple principle, doesn't it? Yeah? And if most people, they pledge allegiance to following this rule, yeah, but you know what? It's not easy to do, is it? No, it's not easy to truly love others as we would want to be loved in the midst of, well, realities that are complex, they're uncertain, as well as living in a society that is marked by spiteful division. Well, that's a good reason that we need to have this fall sermon series, Do Unto Others, in which we are going to encompass a focus on five pillars, vital pillars, kindness and compassion and humility, respect and love. On how we have got to be intentional in this season of growing in kindness toward our neighbors, as well as to wrestle with. We need to wrestle with this golden rule, one that applies not only to the ones that we love and agree with us, but those to whom we disagree, and to reflect on why in the world is it that we struggle so mightily with loving our neighbors, and along with this complex world that we are living in that challenges our most basic assumptions. Well, as our senior pastor of Hollywood United Methodist Church, Rev. Hannah Adair Bonner, has reminded us, during a time in which there is anxiety and, you know, tensions may be high, she has said everyone is going through something. And whether we agree or disagree, that does not stop us from being kind to one another. And you know what? There is one way. I'll tell us one way to be kind to one another is participating in HUMC's kindness campaign. This is an opportunity for us. And we're encouraging everyone, please check out Hollywood UMC's website to learn more about this kindness campaign and how each of us can be a part of this important movement. And in fact, there's a banner outside that's got a QR code, and all you got to do is just get the QR code on your phone and join the kindness campaign. Well, this morning, our centering scripture passage is from 1 Corinthians chapter 1, verses 10 through 13, and the translation is from the New Revised Standard Version, updated edition. I do want to say, though, that this reading is from a letter from the Apostle Paul, who was writing to the Christian church in Corinth in ancient Greece. So receive these words. Now I appeal to you, brothers and sisters, by the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, that all of you be in agreement, and that there be no divisions among you, but that you be knit together in the same mind and the same purpose. For it has been made clear to me by Chloe's people that there are quarrels among you, my brothers and sisters. And what I mean is that each of you says, well, I belong to Paul, or I belong to Apollos, or I belong to Cephas, or I belong to Christ. Has Christ been divided? Was Paul crucified for you? Or were you baptized in the name of Paul? Holy wisdom, holy words. Thanks be to God. Amen. Well, today we reflect on this theme of finding common ground. And in a world, our world, and well, I'd say even within the church, where divisions can feel overwhelming, how do we stay united? How do we overcome our differences that truly matter? On what truly matters in our lives? Well, you got the opening here of Paul's letter to the church in Corinth, and we see a community, and they're grappling with division. You know, some claimed allegiance to Paul, and some are saying to Apollos, and others to Cephas, and that is another name for the apostle Peter. And then you got others saying, hey, I belong to Christ. Well, so you see what's happening here is based on their preferred leaders or teachers, what individuals were doing is they were dividing themselves. They were allowing their differences to overshadow their shared faith in Christ. Now, does that sound familiar? Indeed. We see similar patterns happening in churches all around the world. Some are divided over theology, disagreeing about doctrines like the nature of salvation or the role of the sacraments, how to interpret scripture. We've got others that are divided over worship styles, traditional versus contemporary. Oh my. But you know, that often reflects cultural deep divides. We've got others there divided over social issues and justice issues like abortion, the leadership of women in the church, LGBTQ+ inclusion. And we got some that are divided over politics, split over responses to political leaders and policies, especially around issues like immigration and climate change and racial justice. And these differences, it sort of like weighs heavy on your heart, doesn't it? It feels insurmountable because what it's doing is it's tearing the body apart. John Wesley, Methodism's founder, addressed the topic of differences in a sermon that's entitled A Catholic Spirit. I love this quote from his sermon, and it says, "Even though a difference in opinions or modes of worship may prevent an entire external union, yet need it prevent our union and affection? Though we cannot think alike, may we not love alike? May we not be of one heart, though we are not of one opinion? Without a doubt, we may." And this ties into Paul's letter, in which Paul seeks ways in which the divisions and quarrels can be dealt with meaningfully and constructively. He reminds the people that the saving grace of God does not come through human leaders. It only comes through the gospel that manifests the saving love of God. Paul reminds the Corinthians and us, friends, that Christ is not divided. Our unity, our common ground is coming from Christ alone. And this, friends, is in whom we find our hope. Amen? Well, this week, as I was reflecting on what it means to find common ground, one of the things that came to mind was Jesus' Sermon on the Mount. And in his teachings, Jesus is consistently calling us to unity and reconciliation and love. For example, we've got this command to love our enemies. You have heard that it was said, you shall love your neighbor and hate your enemy. But I say to you, love your enemies and pray for those who persecute you. And that comes from Matthew chapter 5, verses 43 and 44. We got another example. I'm sure you love the one that says, turn the other cheek. I say to you that you must not oppose those who want to hurt you. If people slap you on your right cheek, you must turn the left cheek to them as well. That was from Matthew 5, chapter 5, verse 39. And, of course, we got the golden rule in this mix as well. What Jesus is offering us is a blueprint for unity. So what is this common ground in which Jesus is calling us to? It is love. It is kindness and compassion and humility and respect and forgiveness. Jesus wants us to prioritize mending relationships and seeking understanding and building community. As followers of Christ, our common ground, it isn't found in agreeing on every issue or doctrine. No. Our common ground, friends, is found in our shared commitment to love. Love is the great equalizer. What love does is it levels the playing field, and it allows us to see each other as beloved children of God, not as rivals and not as opponents. When I was also thinking about this, is when Jesus began his ministry, I think that he put the common ground of love immediately into practice. If you think about it, he gathered together a diverse group of individuals, 12, who would become his disciples, in which there were significant differences in background and personality and even political beliefs. I mean, think about it. You got 4 who were fishermen. Now, these are working class individuals. They had practical skills. And then you got this tax collector that comes into the mix, and he was collaborating with the Roman Empire, and that certainly made him an outsider to his people. And then to offset that, you got a zealot. You got a zealot who is part of a radical political group that wants to have a violent overthrow of Rome. So I'm sure those two got along immediately. And then, of course, there's one. He had a questioning, analytical nature. And so among those 12, they certainly had uncommon backgrounds. Yet, they found common ground through Jesus' message of love and unity. They learned, probably took them a little while, but they learned to set aside political and social and personality differences for the greater purpose of spreading the gospel. You see, Jesus' central message of love one another as I have loved you, was the foundation that held them together. And their differences highlight the inclusive nature of Jesus' gospel message, one that welcomes diversity and one that overcomes division through love. This week, I've been holding in prayer, as I know you have, those affected by one of the deadliest hurricanes that has been experienced in the United States, Hurricane Helene. At this moment, there's been at least 213 deaths in 6 states as a result of the storm that was a Category 4 with winds as high as, I believe, it was 140 miles per hour. It's flooding, it's wind, it's storm surge has inundated communities from the southeast all the way up into the southern Appalachians. And many people have still been unaccounted for. It is just devastating. I have friends. I know some of you have friends and family and siblings over in these areas that have been affected. Bishop Ken Carter, who leads the Western North Carolina UMC Conference, said it is estimated more than half of 44 counties in the annual conference in which he oversees has been affected. Think about that. More than half. It's heartbreaking for those who have lost so much and have this long road ahead. But you know what? Roland Fernandez, top executive for the United Methodist Committee on Relief, and that's UMCOR, and the United Methodist Board of Global Ministries, he shared this and he said, it is in times like these that the church is called to embody hope. And so as communities begin to assess their needs, UMCOR emergency response teams are gearing up to work with those who have been affected to offer immediate help and plan for long-term recovery. And we give thanks to God for that. Amen? Yeah. And I bring this to our attention because Jesus calls us to love. Jesus calls us to love. Whether it be blue or red, theology or beliefs, matching or not matching ours or yours, opposing sides of issues or values, clashing. when our kindness isn't reciprocated, we are called to love one another, to treat others as we would want to be treated. It reminds me as well as when Hollywood UMC sent teams of volunteers on six 1-week mission trips over a six-year period to help rebuild communities that had been devastated by Hurricane Katrina. And I am firsthand telling you, since I was leading those, that these were life transformative moments for every one of those volunteers that were participating in those mission trips. And I will admit, coming from Hollywood, we were definitely perceived and seen as different by our counterparts. However, we chose not to fall prey to division causing separation. We worked diligently alongside and together, no matter what those real or perceived differences were. We came together unified in Christ as our common ground. And in many instances, we left the campsite no longer being seen and considered strangers by our co-workers from other United Methodist churches. We left being friends. Faith community, it's amazing to know that over an 8-year period after Hurricane Katrina made landfall in August of 2005, that UMCOR was able to serve over 500 homeowners with the assistance of approximately 15,000 volunteers that came from every state as well as from out of the country. And that is the difference UMCOR makes. So if you feel called to give a financial contribution to UMCOR to help with the Hurricane Helene recovery, just put it in the memo line of your check, UMCOR. And if it's an online contribution, if you find a line item and it says Missions Harmony or Missions Hollywood, I just ask, and if there's a time or a place there that you can add a notation for UMCOR, that would be helpful as well. And I ask, humbly ask, that we continue to pray for all of those impacted by this disaster, as well as for the first responders and for the volunteers. As CalPAC's Bishop Dottie Escobedo Frank said, the need to recovery and the road to recovery, it's going to be long, but together we can bring hope and healing. Friends, finding common ground is important. First, it reflects the heart of Christ. Jesus prayed for the unity of his followers. I pray there will be one Father, just as you are in me and I am in you. Our unity bears witness to the love of God in this world. Second, it strengthens our witness. A community that is united in love despite our differences is a powerful testimony to the world. In a society that is increasingly polarized by political and social and religious differences, Hollywood UMC is a place where people of diverse perspectives can come together in love. And finally, it heals divisions. When we find common ground, we build bridges instead of walls. Let's break down the walls. Let us create a space where everyone can come and there's healing that occurs, where broken relationships are mended, and where we can truly be the hands and feet of Christ in this world. I'm now going to bring this morning's message to a close as we prepare to receive the gift of the Sacrament of Communion that's going to be led by Rev. Blair Trixat Stowe, and I just love Rev. Blair so much. Paul reminded the church in Corinth, and we are reminded today, Christ is not divided. Our differences, whether those differences are theological or cultural or social, should never take precedence over our shared identity in Christ. We are one body, united in purpose. We are connected. As Dr. Vivek Murthy writes in his book, Together, and I want to share this quote. He wrote, creating a connected life begins with the decisions we make in our day-to-day lives. Do we choose to make time for people? Do we show up as our true selves? Do we seek out others with kindness, recognizing the power of service to bring us together? This work isn't always easy. It requires courage, the courage to be vulnerable, to take a chance on others, to believe in ourselves. But as we build connected lives, we make it possible to build a connected world. Faith community, as we build connected lives, let us see each other's humanity. Let us courageously love without condition, committing to treat others as we would want to be treated. And let us be peacemakers and bridge builders and seekers of common ground. And above it all, let us be rooted in the unifying love of Jesus Christ. For beyond our differences is that love which binds us together. Amen. Amen.
Now, to close out this episode, here's a song from Gaddison and the Harmony Worship Band.
Chains undone and sin defeated, Jesus has overcome. Oh Lord, and mercy triumphed when the third day dawned and darkness was denied when the storm was gone. Yeah. Unstoppable God, let your glory go. Things in your name, they shall be done. Come on, unstoppable God, unstoppable God, let your glory go on and on. Impossible things in your name, they shall be done. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Oh, they shall be done in your name. Shall be impossible. Your kingdom reigns unstoppable. We'll shout your praise forevermore. Jesus, our God, unstoppable. Nothing shall be impossible. Your kingdom reigns unstoppable. We'll shout your praise forevermore. Jesus, our God, unstoppable. Nothing shall be impossible. We'll shout your praise forevermore. Jesus, our God, yeah. Unstoppable God, let your glory go on and on. Impossible things in your name, they shall be done. Unstoppable God, let your glory go on and on. Yeah, 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 yeah.
God, we believe it, that impossible things shall be done in your name. And so we bring everything to you, and we bring it to you with faith, expecting that the God of love radically loves us and radically is for us and not against us. We love you in Jesus' name. Come on, somebody say amen.
Thanks for listening to this episode of Sunday Replay here on the Harmony Podcast Network, produced and recorded by me, Donna Miller. Be sure to like, rate, subscribe, and download. It really helps. Sunday Replay is sponsored in part by Hollywood United Methodist Church, of which Harmony Tooloola Lake is the second campus. Find us on social media and drop us a comment. Join us next Sunday for another service with this affirming faith community. Until then, peace.